Exclusive, Representative Lee Zeldin, good chance Joe Biden avoided Army-Navy game due to fear of let's go, Brandon Chant. By Robert Krajicek on December 12, 2021. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, speculated that the White House kept President Joe Biden away from the 122nd annual Army-Navy game on Saturday due to fear of a let's go, Brandon Chant from the audience. The Army-Navy football game was hosted at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Breitbart News reported on Saturday that the White House broke away from presidential tradition in not having Biden appear at the game. "I don't know exactly why he did not attend," Zeldin said in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. "However, I will say this, and I'll state it as my opinion. And it could very well be a fact, if President Biden showed up at yesterday's game. There's a good possibility that you would have had the largest let's go Brandon chant that has taken place." Army and Navy members meet halfway as U.S. President Donald Trump attends the Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on December 14, 2019. Photo by Andrew Cavallaro Reynolds, AFP. Photo by Andrew Cavallaro Reynolds/AFP via Getty Images. He continued, "That entire arena might have roasted him right out of MetLife Stadium. I'm not saying this to be hyperbolic or incendiary. It might have been a calculation made by the White House that if he went to the game, I think it was a pretty good chance that he was going to get roasted out of the stadium," he assessed. Zeldin remarked, "There are tens of thousands of other people in that arena who were not there in uniform. And that clearly was a stadium that is not happy with the performance right now of President Biden." He added, "If I had to guess which way the reception would have gone, I agree with you that the cadets and midshipmen would not be participating in the roasting. But there would have been several tens of thousands of other people who, I think, would have been giving Biden a greeting that he would not have liked." During a post-race live televised interview with stock car racer Brandon Brown at a NASCAR racing event in October, a crowd chanted, "Fuck Joe Biden." During the chant, Kelly Stavast of NBC News claimed the crowd was chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." Isaac Brecken/NASCAR via Getty Images. Since then, the chat of "Let's go, Brandon" has become a trendy way of blasting Joe Biden without using the F-word. The chant has rung out at events, including football games, concerts, and any other type of event that draws big crowds. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.